I'm John Lemley, glad to have you with me on this Thursday for another City Cafe. It's the day of the week that we sit down with Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution to preview some of the upcoming budget-friendly events across Metro Atlanta for the coming week. Welcome back.
It's great to be here.
Now, I understand that our first two events are in one venue, and it's sort of a collision of the worlds of horticulture and arts and crafts.
Yeah, that's right. It's a pretty awesome lineup at the Cobb Galleria Center this weekend. First up, there's the American Craft Council show. You also have another option while you're at the Cobb Galleria Center. Also opening this weekend is the Southeastern Flower Show, and that's going to be running Friday through Sunday as well. So pick your day and decide which one you want to go to, or you can do both maybe in one day. But there's so much going on. For the craft show, they're going to have more than 200 of the country's leading artists. They'll bring in jewelry, clothing, furniture, home decor. You know, whatever your style is, whatever you like, you're sure to find it here.
If you can put it in your house as decor, it's going to be here.
It's very likely to be there. If you're not into that, then, you know, they'll also have flowers. The Southeastern Horticultural Society is presenting their Southeastern Flower Show. It's a three-day event. They'll be judging in landscape, artistic design, horticulture, photography, all these different things. And, of course, you can learn all about gardening, get some great tips for spring because it is right around the corner. Thank goodness. So,
not the biggest winter fan?
Well, no, winter is just fine. We didn't have much of one, did we?
No. Shane, it's always a thrill to find out what Jerry Flint and his Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra are going to tackle next. And we need look no further than what's coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. This Sunday, the Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra will be doing their program of some really great works. It's a pretty challenging group of works, I think, for a young musician. They're going to be doing Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, which is always popular. They're also going to be doing Saint-Saëns Piano Concerto No. 2 and the third movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 8. It's a really great lineup of music, and these are some really talented young musicians. They bring in some of the best.
And far from a lightweight program.
Yeah, definitely. These kids don't take it easy. They do some really challenging stuff. And it's a really great deal for those who want to hear some orchestral music for not a lot of money because these tickets are just $10. So it's a real bargain. And that's the Atlanta Symphony Youth Orchestra's Crescendo Concert is happening on Sunday at 3 p.m. at Atlanta Symphony Hall.
Shane, we'll all be wearing the green this coming weekend and some feeling a little green on the tail end of the weekend. If you want to get a head start on cultivating your St. Patrick's Day hangover, there's an event coming up on Saturday morning.
That's right. It's the 131st annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's pretty amazing to me to think that that's been going on for 131 years, but you know, we've been celebrating Irish heritage for many, many years.
Atlanta certainly takes no back seat to Chicago, Boston, any of the other big Irish cities when it comes to St. Patrick's Day parades.
Oh, no, definitely not. And this family-friendly parade will be going down Peachtree Street on Saturday morning, starting at 11:30 a.m. So, you know, go out there and stake out your spot. They'll have all sorts of floats and community bands and balloons, all sorts of stuff to thrill everybody of all ages. And the best part of this is it's free.
Absolutely free.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, you know, this year St. Patrick's Day falls on Sunday, so it's nice you get the parade just the day before St. Patrick's Day.
All the roses falling. It's you. Must go.
No, Danny
Boy.
Who
did I hear singing Danny Boy the other day? I was like, just let Bing Crosby do it.
But come ye back when summer's in the meadow.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for stopping by. We look forward to having you back with more budget-friendly events next Thursday.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to it, too.
For more information about anything Shane and I have talked about over the past few minutes, details are waiting on you right now at wabe.org/citycafe.
Sunshine or in shadow, oh Danny boy, oh Danny boy.